Good morning, 737, our political observer, Alan Chartok, in studio. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David. Always fun to see your smiling face, especially after the great Red Sox triumph last night.
Well,
you really are into this, aren't you?
I really am. Yeah. You do know that. And, you know, all the folks in the newsroom who are against me on this, it creates a certain amount of, you know, well, not strife, but
individuality. I admire that. And as a Massachusetts resident and as the father of a fanatic Red Soxer, I can certainly relate to this.
Yes, we are part of Red Sox Nation. And now that everyone wants to throw things at us, I'm going to move on from that.
Yeah.
Good luck, Red Sox. Okay, we turn to rapid fire now, Alan. You ready?
Go, go, go.
Anger growing over allies on U.S. spying, specifically Germany.
For good reason. I mean, what right do we have to start, two things. What right do we have to start looking at what other politicians, particularly allies, are saying to us? And that's number one. And number two, what right do we have to get caught?
But, I mean, we talked about, you know, police wearing cameras yesterday.
It's ridiculous.
What privacy is there, though? Are other governments spying on us, for
example? Absolutely. I am sure other governments are spying on us. And I am sure we're doing it to them. But it's not good. It doesn't. I mean, what? Come on. You know, we're living in a time when the Soviet Union fell. There wasn't a hint of it from the CIA. Nobody knew it was going to happen. Meantime, they're bugging everybody's phones. The biggest news story in the world, and they don't even know what's happening. So give me a little break, will you, here?
Well, did they get a break at J.P. Morgan and Bank of America, or are they getting the proper penalties?
It's just money. You know, so they have to pay. Look, Americans are sick to death of the banksters and feeling that they really didn't get their comeuppance for their misbehavior. So now the Justice Department is doing the right thing, going after them and saying, okay, we're calling you to account. So what? So you give them back, you know, billions of dollars. So what? Does it matter to you? You're behind bars. That's a different story.
Well, that's what I was about to ask you. Should more people have gone to jail?
Well, I mean, what do I know? But I can tell you this much. Some of the worst terrible things that have happened in America happened, leading us almost to another depression. And some people say to another depression.
She hasn't said she is, but a lot of speculation. Hillary Rodham Clinton might run for president, and she was in Buffalo yesterday speaking to 6,500 people who attended a speech she gave. A heckler shouted, and she said, got a standing ovation by saying, cooperation doesn't include yelling.
Brilliant. Brilliant. If I were her, I would have paid the guy to be there. Did I say that?
You did. Go Red Sox.